Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today we're taking a detour from our usual fare to dive into a fascinating 2025 Economic Outlook report by Apollo's chief economist, Torsten Sleck. It's titled, Firing on All Cylinders. Intriguing, right?
Definitely intriguing, especially since so many economists have been predicting a downturn, and this report seems to be bucking that trend. What's the main takeaway? Are we all getting Lamborghinis next year?
Whoa, hold your horses on the Lamborghini. Sleck argues the U.S. economy remains surprisingly strong, defying slowdown predictions. He points to three key factors: low sensitivity to interest rate hikes, an AI-driven corporate spending boom, and stimulative fiscal policy.
Okay, unpack that for me. I thought rising interest rates were supposed to cool things down, not rev them up.
That's the interesting part. Sleck points out that because U.S. mortgages and corporate bonds are largely fixed rate and long term, most consumers and businesses locked in low rates before the Fed hikes. So higher rates aren't impacting them as much as models predicted. And get this, 95% of U.S. mortgages are 30-year fixed rate. That's a lot of insulation against rising rates.
That makes sense. But what about this AI spending surge? Is it really that significant?
Absolutely. The report highlights massive capital expenditures by the Magnificent Seven tech giants, approaching $50 billion annually, fueling demand for data centers, semiconductors, and energy. This AI boom is unique to the U.S., unlike anything seen in Europe or even China. And by the way, the energy demand from these data centers is mind-boggling. We're talking adding the equivalent of three New York cities to the power grid by 2030.
Wow, and the third factor, fiscal policy.
Think CHIPS Act, Inflation Reduction Act, and Infrastructure Act. These policies have triggered a manufacturing renaissance, a building boom for semiconductors, electric vehicles, and renewable energy infrastructure. It's like fiscal policy is flooring it while monetary policy taps the brakes.
But isn't all this spending contributing to inflation? How does Sleck address that?
He acknowledges that inflation remains sticky above the Fed's 2% target. He's concerned about housing inflation being hard to tame, especially with the Fed easing and mortgage rates potentially declining further. He predicts CPI and core PCE to be at 2.4% and 2.3% respectively in 2025.
So he's not entirely optimistic. What risks does he identify?
Three main risks: geopolitical instability, the ballooning U.S. debt, and the possibility that the Fed eases too aggressively, reigniting inflation. He's particularly worried about the impact of Trump's re-election and potential policies like lower taxes, higher tariffs, and reduced immigration, which could further fuel inflation.
I see. Interesting. So what's the bottom line for investors?
Sleck sees lofty valuations in public equities, tight spreads in fixed income, and muted opportunities in public credit. He suggests lower future returns for stocks and bonds. However, he's bullish on private equity, especially secondaries and structured finance, as well as private credit. He advocates diversifying portfolios with private markets to seek alpha.
That's quite the contrarian view, isn't it? What about the 60-40 portfolio?
He's not a fan, given the expected depressed returns in public markets. He thinks shifting a portion of the 60-40 allocation towards private markets is the way to go. Got it? I see your point there. It's definitely food for thought for investors.
Indeed. Thanks for breaking down this rather dense report. It challenges a lot of conventional wisdom about where the economy is headed.
You got it. And thank you all for listening. This is Nutty signing off, reminding you to always stay curious, keep exploring new flavors in cooking, and keep your finger on the pulse of the ever-evolving world of technology, and sometimes economics. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.